Pero nosotros podemos con las manos practicar. We can talk through our hands. I always have 7 thoughts running in my head at once. Maybe it's my head, maybe it's my wholeness that speaks to itself. And I am often lonely in this endeavor, speaking to the void inside my brain, as if a void was an oasis. And I'm often overaccompanied by the many voices, universes, and lives within. The voices of my characters speak to me, often under the guise of a symbolic lesson or a bid for connection and growth. The voices of my monsters sing to me, often under the guise of chaos or a bid for grit, growth, and liberation. The voices of my anxieties shout at me, often under the guise of control or a bid for slowness and conformity. The voices of my ancestors whisper at me, often under the shade of a tree or during meals and dances. The voices of love drum at me. Their rhythms create intimate scales or pitter-patter patterns to anchor in. The voices of my despair clamor at me to make space for something transmuted and fecund. The voices of my mistakes paint me. I pretend not to be attached to the pictures they projected of me. Last night, I heard a new voice. I felt it. It was the most palpable conversation I've had in a while. Hand holding, hands melded in an imagination of their own, our voices and pores converse with the sound, the hands converse with the stars. Whether we decode their message or not is not paramount. The voices of our hands pulsate, unmasking for me the vastness to inhabit multidimensional exploration.